Hello students, how are you? I hope everything is alright. Sobat Bintar, topik pelajaran bahasa Inggris untuk siswa sekolah menengah pertama kali ini adalah Recount Text dengan judul Happy Birthday Party.
Who says English is too difficult? My friends, it's not true. English is so easy. Well, let us listen to easy English. Let's listen to easy English.
Sobat Pintar, let's listen to a dialogue between Anto and Sarah.
Hi, Sarah.
Oh, hi, Anto. What's up?
What's up? Did you really forget?
About what?
Sarah, you promised to study together yesterday. But when I go to your house, you're not at home.
Oh my God. I'm so sorry, Anto. I really forgot.
Where did you go?
I went to a birthday party yesterday.
A birthday party?
My friend Iwan had a birthday party.
Iwan? Who is Iwan?
Oh, he is my best friend. Iwan and I have been friends since we were in the elementary school.
Oh, I see. Sarah, tell me about the party.
Okay, I went to Iwan's birthday party yesterday. There were many friends coming to the party. First, we had a speech from Iwan, and then he blew the candle. And we sang the happy birthday song. We were very happy. And you know what, Anto? It was a simple party, but we all enjoyed it.
Yeah, it sounds great. Oh, the bell's ringing. Sarah, let's go back to our classroom.
Okay, come on.
Sobat Pintar, dalam dialog tadi, Sarah menceritakan tentang pesta ulang tahun Iwan. Apa yang kalian dengar dari cerita Sarah tadi adalah contoh teks recount. Teks recount mengungkapkan pengalaman yang terjadi di waktu lampau. Kalimat-kalimat dalam teks recount menggunakan, pertama, kata kerja lampau atau past tense. Kedua, kata keterangan waktu seperti yesterday yang artinya kemarin. Kata last yang artinya yang lalu seperti last Sunday, hari Minggu yang lalu. Dan juga kata ago seperti 2 days ago yang artinya 2 hari yang lalu. Nah, sekarang dengarkan lagi pengalaman Sarah tersebut. Listen carefully.
I went to Iwan's birthday party yesterday. There were many friends coming to the party. First, we had a speech from Iwan. And then he blew the candle. And we sang the happy birthday song. We were very happy. And you know what, Anto? It was a simple party, but we all enjoyed it.
Well, students, now it's your time to open your LKS book. And then do task 1. Answer the questions on task 1. Question number 1. Who went to Sarah's house yesterday? Anto. Good. Anto went to Sarah's house yesterday. Now question number 2. Was Sarah at home yesterday? No, Sarah was not at home yesterday. Good. Next question. Where did Sarah go yesterday? To Iwan's birthday party. Good. Yesterday, Sarah went to Iwan's birthday party. Question number 4. Were there many friends coming to the party? Yes. Good. There were many friends coming to the party. Next, question number 5. Was there a speech from Iwan? Yes, there was a speech from Iwan. Question number 6. What did Iwan blow then? The candle. Good. Iwan blew the candle. Question number 7. Did Sarah and the friends sing the Happy Birthday song? Yes, they sang the Happy Birthday song. The last questions. How was the party? Simple. Good. The party was simple. Sobat Pintar, Sarah akan mengungkapkan pengalaman lampau. Tirukan setelah Sarah mengucapkannya 2 kali. Listen and repeat. Okay, please, Sarah.
Yesterday, I went to Iwan's house. Yesterday, I went to Iwan's house. Iwan had a birthday party. Iwan had a birthday party. We had a speech from Iwan. We had a speech from Iwan. He blew the candle. He blew the candle. We sang the happy birthday song. We sang the happy birthday song.
Very good. Sobat Pintar mengucapkannya dengan benar. Sobat Pintar, kalimat-kalimat yang telah kalian ucapkan tadi menggunakan kata kerja lampau seperti
went.
Ya, went. Kata kerja went perubahan dari kata dasar atau infinitive go yang artinya pergi. Listen to Sarah.
Yesterday, I went to Iwan's house.
Kata kerja berikutnya, Anto.
Had.
Kalimatnya bagaimana tadi, Sarah?
Iwan had a birthday party.
Kata kerja had, perubahan dari kata apa, Anto?
Have.
Ya, kata kerja had, bentuk lampau dari kata kerja dasar have. Kata kerja berikutnya, Anto?
Blew.
Kalimatnya bagaimana, Sarah?
He blew the candle.
Anto, kata kerja blew, bentuk lampau dari kata kerja apa?
Blow.
Artinya?
Meniup.
Kata kerja selanjutnya, Anto?
Sang.
We sang the happy birthday song.
Kata kerja sang bentuk lampau dari kata kerja apa, Anto?
Sing.
Artinya?
Menyanyi.
Okay, very good. Sobat pintar, Anto akan mengucapkan beberapa kata kerja tadi. Ia akan mengucapkan kata kerja dasar atau infinitifnya dulu. Kemudian, kata kerja lampaunya. Tirukan setelah Anto mengucapkan kata kerja lampaunya. Silakan Anto.
Go, went. Have, had. Blow, blew. Sing, sang.
Good. Okay, sobat pintar. Sekarang kerjakan task 2 dalam buku LKS kalian. Tulislah bentuk kata kerja lampau dari kata kerja dasar atau infinitive yang disebutkan Anto. Silakan Anto.
Go. Have. Blow. Sing.
Good. I believe that you can write all the verbs correctly. Baiklah, sobat pintar. Sekarang, buka buku LKS dan lanjutkan ke task 3. Tulislah bentuk kata kerja lampau yang ada di dalam tabel dengan cara membuka kamus. Sobat pintar, teks recount yang mengungkapkan pengalaman lampau biasanya disertai juga oleh keterangan waktu, seperti kata yesterday, kemarin, kata last, yang lalu, misalnya
last Sunday, hari Minggu yang lalu,
last night, malam yang lalu atau tadi malam,
last week, minggu lalu,
last month, bulan lalu,
last year, tahun lalu.
Selain itu, juga biasanya menggunakan kata ago, yang lalu. Misalnya,
2 days ago, 2 hari yang lalu.
3 weeks ago, 3 minggu yang lalu.
5 months ago, 5 bulan yang lalu.
10 years ago, 10 tahun yang lalu.
Baik, sobat pintar, sekarang tirukan mengucapkan kata-kata keterangan tadi. Tirukan setelah Sarah mengucapkannya 2 kali.
Yesterday. Yesterday. Last Sunday. Last Sunday. Last night. Last night. Last week. Last week. Last month. Last month. Last year. Last year. 2 days ago. 2 days ago. 3 weeks ago. 3 weeks ago. 5 months ago. 5 months ago. 10 years ago. 10 years ago.
Sobat pintar, sekarang dengarkan kalimat Anto ini. Dengarkan caranya.
Yesterday, I had a birthday party.
Nah, sobat pintar, sekarang buatlah kalimat seperti tadi dengan terlebih dulu mengganti kata keterangan waktunya dengan kata keterangan waktu yang akan disebutkan Sarah.
Last Sunday.
Nah, kalimat yang harus kalian ucapkan adalah
last Sunday, I had a birthday party.
Okay, sekarang kalian dengarkan kata keterangan yang Sarah ucapkan.
Last night.
Last night, I had a birthday party.
last week.
Last week, I had a birthday party.
Last month.
Last month, I had a birthday party.
Nah, Sobat Pintar, kalian baru saja mendengarkan program audio pembelajaran bahasa Inggris tentang pengalaman lampau atau recount. Kalimat-kalimat dalam teks recount menggunakan kata kerja lampau atau past tense seperti went, had, blew, sang, dan biasanya disertai dengan kata keterangan waktu seperti kata yesterday, kata last, misalnya last Sunday, dan juga kata ago, seperti 2 days ago. Dengan mendengarkan program ini, diharapkan Sobat Pintar dapat mengembangkan kemampuan dalam mengungkapkan suatu pengalaman lampau atau recount. Nah, Sobat Pintar, setelah program ini selesai, kerjakan task 4 dan task 5. Diskusikan hasilnya dengan guru kalian. Well, that's the end of our program today. It's time for us to say goodbye. Thank you and goodbye. Demikian tadi program audio penunjang pendidikan bahasa Inggris yang dikembangkan oleh Balai Pengembangan Media Radio Yogyakarta Pustekom Depdiknas. Remember, practice makes perfect. Sampai jumpa.